Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we've got 12 reasons you have to listen to this episode.
And they are all spelled NINASIMONE.
We're talking about Christmas songs, holiday songs.
Yeah, we are.
And yesterday, I very quickly sort of disparaged Feliz Navidad, just so you know, before this yesterday. And it's just, I find it repetitive. That's all.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes on and on with the same lyrics over and over again.
Yeah.
Now, you worked in retail at a record store, right? Mm-hmm. Was that your only retail job?
No.
Where else did you?
I once...
feed store?
No. Believe it or not, man. I worked for about 3 months at Bloomingdale's, but not during
perfume counter.
No. I did work in the men's department, but it wasn't because it and it wasn't during Christmas.
Flannel shirt department.
I was really good at Bloomingdale's too, but I achieved my objective of working at Bloomingdale's, which you might be able to guess what objective that was. It was the same reason I took certain classes in high school, because there's a certain girl that worked at Bloomingdale's that I thought if I worked there too, I might be able to ask her out. Yeah, I went pretty far.
So did you work there at the holiday season?
No, I did not.
Okay,
It was in the summertime, so I never got to experience the crush. But I did several Christmases at
the record store.
Musicland, Sam Goody, yep.
That's a little bit different, though, because what I was going to ask was, what I was going to say is, I think anyone who works retail at the holiday season, there's probably many things about it that would drive you nuts.
Yeah.
But one of them would probably be the constant piping in of the same Christmas songs over and over and over again, right?
Oh, gosh, that would be awful, yeah. At least at the record store, you got to choose what you played, and we played cool stuff, you know, sometimes, too, which was great.
Right.
So, yeah. So it wasn't that bad.
No, you had to listen to those same, like, 20 songs.
Yeah, the mall, that would be awful, man.
All right.
Did you ever have to do that work in retail? I don't think
no,
you did.
No,
right
I worked in the fast food industry when I was in high school. And the cool thing about that job was, music-wise, was that after I'd worked there for a little bit of time, they offered me... Now, bear with me here for a second.
Okay.
This is going to sound awful.
Okay.
But it actually, in some weird way, was a step up.
Okay.
They offered me a job of helping out with, like, the maintenance and, I guess, what you would call sort of the custodial work.
Okay.
Okay. But what it meant was that I could come in and do my shift sort of independently of everybody else.
Oh,
like,
that's
you sort of
key.
You sort of had the rounds you would go through and clean up a bunch of stuff, mop floors and clean out things and so on. And it had less supervision maybe than other aspects, you know, when making the burgers or working at the counter.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
And so part of the job involved mopping up the storeroom, which was in the basement.
Ah.
And the storeroom was right next to the break room, and also clean up the break room. And that had a stereo.
Oh, sweet.
So I could turn on the stereo and listen to, and at that time, a lot of the shifts were in the morning on the weekends, so I could listen to American Top 40.
Oh, nice.
While I was doing my work.
That's
so that wasn't
deal.
So bad.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
In the 80s, that wasn't actually, you know, too terrible of music.
No.
So there you go.
Well,
so I don't know why we're on this topic.
No, but you know what? It's apropos of actually, in a way. So stay with me here. The song I want to discuss is known by a few different titles, but I think most well known as Go Where I Send Thee or Children Go Where I Send Thee. It's an African American spiritual that was originally developed as a song sung by slaves. And it's, you know, it's a stretch there, but obviously work is involved. You know, and I think it's a song of hope and redemption that was sung by people who had very little hope of redemption. You know, at a time before the emancipation of those slaves in America was probably as bad as you know, pretty bad.
Right.
Life was pretty bad. But it's a really interesting song. It's a beautiful song. It's been done by a lot of different people. And what's interesting to me about it, Jim, is that it basically outlines 12 different things, but all spiritual, all religious, all basically biblical. But, you know, you're talking about one for the little bit of bitty baby, three for the three men rioting, four, seven for the seven that went to heaven, 10 for the 10 commandments. And so it does go through in a way, you know, the old English 12 Days of Christmas song, which is, I think, a song from like the 18th century, like way back.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the earliest recorded version of this song was recorded by Alan Lomax, who did a lot of field recordings for the Smithsonian, right? And this is from 1939. It was recorded at the Arkansas State Prison in Gold, Arkansas.
All right, so before you play it, let's just set this up real quickly. Because we didn't ever actually do this. We're talking about one Christmas song each day for these 3 days. This is number two.
That's right. I jumped right in.
And you're going to give us a little history lesson on the song. And it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Okay, now get back.
This is 1939.
39, okay.
Uh-huh. And what you're going to hear here is some prisoners in a state prison in Arkansas recorded by John Lomax. So I'll just play a little snippet of this. You'll be able to get the flavor pretty quickly. So you get the idea,
yep.
Right there. It's you know, it's kind of around and there sung really beautifully in harmony,
mm-hmm.
By a bunch of different people. And I just think it's a really beautiful song, a really fascinating song. Now I want to play. So you heard that version. That's,
yep.
You know, one of the earliest recorded ones. And there's a lot of harmony versions that have been done. There's one by a group called the Fairfield Four. That's really beautiful. I think the Blind Boys of Alabama did one pretty recently. That was pretty cool. But I want you to dig this one here. This is from, let me see if I can find, 1971, I believe. This is Johnny Cash from a TV special live in Denmark. So you got to get the intro of this one too, and tell me what you think. He's got a big group here. It looks like he's got some of the Carter family with him, and a bunch of some harmony singers and musicians. But check this out.
Evangeliska, children, I want to tell you something. Jesus called his disciples around him. He said, "I'm going to send you out as sheep among wolves. Sheep among wolves." He said, "I'm not going to send you alone, though. I'm going to send you two by two." Peace. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four,
four by four that stood at the door,
and three by the Hebrew.
Yeah, check that video out, Jim, if you can find it on YouTube,
okay.
Because that's like a 7-minute version, and they really start cooking about halfway through, and there's a guitar solo that's really worth it. So that's Johnny just tearing it up, man.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
really
it.
Cool,
I love
right?
I love the Johnny Cash gospel stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just tremendous.
Yeah, really, really great, and he was really together and really tight in that one. So I got a couple more here
okay.
I want to play for you.
Let me
dig this other one up. Hang on. Okay, so this is... weirdly enough, and we were talking about the record store, this is probably the first version or the one that immediately jumps to my mind when I think of Go, I Will Send Thee, and it is an instrumental version, which is kind of weird too, and it is from probably my all-time favorite Christmas album, which I think folks who have listened to this podcast or the old one have heard me talk about John Fahey and the New Possibility guitar solo album he made. And man, that was like, you know, the scene in what's the Jack Black and John Cusack movie where he says, watch me sell like 12 copies of this Beta Band.
Oh, yeah,
album.
Yeah, yeah. High Fidelity.
High Fidelity. This is what would happen at Christmas time when you would put on The New Possibility by John Fahey. Huh. People would be like, at least in the 80s, like, what is this? This is like so beautiful acoustic music. I need this.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. So, you know, it was around the Windham Hill times when you know, things were starting to happen, and John Fahey notoriously hated to be associated with that label or music. But here's a little bit of Go I Will Send Thee from The New Possibility. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it when he would stretch those things out and kind of take them to a more of an oblique place.
Right.
So yeah, there it is. A bunch of different interpretations of that song. And I love it. I think it's a beautiful song and can be done in many different styles. There's a version done by Nick Lowe that you pointed out to me today that I
just
didn't
discovered
even know
today.
About. Yeah. That was on his recent holiday album. And I listened to it, and it's definitely based on the Johnny Cash
version.
Yeah, I
can tell.
It has
that shuffle.
Yeah, it's got that same kind of swing. And that makes sense, right? Because I think Nick knows a little bit about that side of the family, right? But some of the other folks that I've seen have done it, and I didn't find some of these versions. Natalie Merchant apparently did a version, which would probably be pretty cool to hear. REO Speedwagon did one, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, according to the internet. There's a great version by Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys that's pretty beautiful, as you can imagine. And Mahalia Jackson, who obviously sang a lot of, you know, African-American spirituals, gospel songs, you know, Go Where I Send Thee, Go Tell It on the Mountain, you know, many of those songs. Ricky Skaggs, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Mormon Tabernacle Choir, you know, a bunch of people like that. But I have one here that I'd like to play out with.
Okay.
So...
all right, so we'll do that in a second here.
Yeah, and that's the little Go I Will Send Thee.
So tomorrow will be one more.
One more,
Christmas
okay,
song.
Cool. I'm looking
forward
to it.
We have a good one. I think you and I are both big fans of this particular song, and there's a little bit of a history to it as well that I want to get into, so this will be good.
It's been educational.
So enjoy that, or anticipate that for tomorrow, just as you would anticipate the gift under the tree.
Exactly.
Wrapped, and you don't know what it is. This is the same kind of deal. You just have one more shopping day till tomorrow.
We really give you a gift every day here at Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day.
And you can find that gift on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or other podcast platforms, and visit our website, suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Which is a joyous place.
It is.
And you can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod, and you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, and you can there's something else. You can call us.
Call
you
us.
Can
Do
call
that.
Us.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a Christmas time. Call your mother, then call us. 612-440-1984. Do all those things, and then what's our play out here?
Okay, so it's Nina Simone is gonna take us out with kind of a version that kind of swings in a jazzy kind of a way, which
of,
I like.
Of Go Where I Send Thee.
Go, children, go where I send thee.
All right. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Love you, Simone.
Children. on for the little bitty baby was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send you. How shall I send you? I'm gonna send you two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send you. How shall I send you? I'm gonna send you four by four, four for the boy that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send you. How shall I send you? I'm gonna send you six by six, six for the six that couldn't get fixed, five for the gospel preacher, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby was born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Somehow this guy gets into my account and starts playing this Greek techno music.
What?